Oops is not enough. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Boy, oh boy, talk about taking the gloves off. I got an email from Michael Hall, a research associate at the Center for Consumer Freedom. He writes me from time to time to rail about what he describes as the bizarre and what he calls fraudulent activities that coincide with the movement known as People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA. But there's a different target here. The Center for Consumer Freedom ran an ad during the Super Bowl asking Super Bowl viewers to donate their money to local pet shelters and not to the Humane Society of the United States, which has received bad marks from a top charity watchdog. First of all, listen to the ad.
You wouldn't want a surgeon who got a D in medical school to operate on you.
Great news. Removed your appendix. Everything's fine.
You said you were going to take out my tonsils, not my appendix.
Oops.
You also wouldn't want to give to a charity that got a D grade. The Humane Society of the United States got a D from Charity Watch because they spend more than 50 cents of every dollar collected on fundraising. And they only give 1% of their budget to local pet shelters. Find out more at helppetshelters.com.
I wonder if the animal activists resented the fact that playing in the Super Bowl and getting badly beaten? The Los Angeles Rams.
This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.